Good morning, Packers fans. Welcome to your Packers Daily Chat right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels each and every day, Monday through Friday, except when Aaron's traveling, which was what I was doing yesterday. But good to be back with everybody after my sojourn over there to Green Bay, Wisconsin. So good to be back in New York City. Hope you're all doing well wherever you are in the country, around the globe, talking Packers, because that's what we do. So good to have Packers football to talk about for at least about, you know, month, maybe more with playoffs and run to the Super Bowl. That's what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. Hello to everybody in the comments section. My goodness, you guys are popping off already. Let's start with David. What's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Really wanting a magic pill that keeps my entire existence in this season forever. Letting go is hard. I'm going to miss 12. I feel you, man. You know, what's that saying? The good old days? How do you know when you're in them? A lot of us, we're in them right now. It's good times, good times. Would love to see McCarthy and Jerry Jones's faces after their loss to us. Woo, accidental hero. Going forward in the time machine there. That's one game at a time. Time to run the table, starting with Baltimore on Sunday. But yes, that would be sweet. It would be amazing. It's a very realistic possibility. The Cowboys end up coming to Lambeau. That's just kind of blowing my mind. But first things first, got to beat the Ravens. Obviously, the only thing that matters at the moment. Legless, how you doing, man? 75-mile-per-hour gust today in Colorado. 75 miles per hour? That's kind of crazy. Riley, thanks for the super chat. Apparently, not enough NFL players are washing their hands and butts. Hopefully, Packers are. I mean, what was it, 34 confirmed COVID cases on Monday, I believe it was. Yeah, it's back. Not that it ever went anywhere, but I think there are 7 teams across the league. The Packers are not one of them, but there are, last I saw, 7 teams that are in the heightened protocols at the moment. I think that'll probably continue to get ramped up across the league. Holidays are here. People are traveling. You know, I'm like I said, I was traveling yesterday. I was in O'Hare. There's a billion people walking around. Now, thankfully, I'm impressed that I expected to see a lot more kind of defiant non-maskers, but everyone was in masks. Everyone was good. It was great in that regard. Gave me a little comfort, but man, these teams, they're flying all over the country each and every week to play each other. Yeah, they got to batten down the hatches a little bit. H. Carrington, super chat for in-air Wi-Fi so we can get Packers Daily from the plane. Look at you. What's up, man? Thank you so much for joining in from the friendly skies. Hope you arrive safe wherever you're headed, man. Justin, if Devontae leaves, who's Love going to throw to? Probably all the guys that Aaron Rodgers was throwing to when they went 7-0 without Devontae. That's just a guess on my part, but that's where I would start there and then work out from that poem. Okay, I just want to give a shout-out to Robin Lawrence, sitting here like Pub and Cheesehead TV always, as he always does, across the pond, good friend of show. Like the video, please, you party people. Robin, we got a party going on. We got a party for your birthday, son. That's right. I didn't forget. Happy birthday, brother. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Hope you're being spoiled. I'm actually not sure if it was yesterday or today, but I know this is it. The 24-hour period of your life giving us all joy throughout this world of Packer fandom. Robin, happy birthday, brother. Hope you're doing well. Hope your wife is doing well. And happy holidays. Happy birthday. You're the man. Thank you, brother, for all your support. Jeff, thanks for the super chat. Best guess at O-line if and when Bakhtiari gets back. Whew, baby. Bakhtiari, Runyon, Patrick, Newman, and then you got to think Kelly and or Turner if he's back. But it sounds like Turner will be up for a while. So then Kelly at right tackle. That would be the guess. Michael, thanks for the super chat. Ragtag offensive line, a QB with a broken toe, and the Ravens with no defensive backs. Got to imagine Baltimore is going to be sending the house. Quick passes, please. I am fascinated to see how they go about it because, you know, Baltimore is banged up. I mean, the Packers are banged up. Everybody's banged up, but they've got, what, 17 guys in IR at this point, I think, 16, 17, something like that. They've lost. They've been decimated in the secondary, as you mentioned. And, yeah, they are going to undoubtedly send pressure. You know, I know Jordan Love was at the controls that Chiefs game, but it's not like Matt seemingly hadn't had much of an answer for it, just from a play calling standpoint. I'm with you. I hope they go to their quick game. Hope they throw some more slants, get guys in space, screen games to the running backs, invite that pressure up, and then pop one, man. I'm with you. I hope they have an answer for what will undoubtedly be a bit of an onslaught from Baltimore. Jack, when's the next Patreon Happy Hour? If you guys haven't subscribed, highly recommend. Happy Hour is a blast. Thanks, Jack. Jack John. Tomorrow, Thursday. We had to move it to Thursday because I was traveling on Tuesday. But it's on the Patreon. The information is on the Patreon page. Just scroll down a little bit. Is he going to make a comeback for his revenge game? Man, I hope so, but I doubt it. We're scheduled to hear from Matt LaFleur later this afternoon. We'll get an idea of things, but I can't imagine that he's going to just pop up and start practicing this week and be ready for a game on Sunday. It's just too quick a turnaround. Would have been nice, but doubtful. You think they would trade 69 because how good the third string guy is doing? No, Brent. 1,000% no. First of all, he's a really good football player. You want to keep those guys. You don't want to trade them just because somebody else is playing well. He's an all-pro multiple times. He's very, very good at his job. You don't trade him. I know the idea undoubtedly that you're thinking about is, oh, he's a very good player, so you can get something for him. Well, he's coming off an injury, pretty significant one. Plus, they handed him a monster contract not a year ago. You know, he's in their long-term plans. He's a foundational piece. You don't trade those away. Not going to happen. Macedonia checking in. What's up, Anthony Little? Question, I think special teams will remain as is, so who to promote for returns? Maybe Lazard. The kid that they just signed had some promise. They just signed a kid to the practice squad whose name escapes me. Was it Molson? I can't remember, but Olson. But no, I don't. Maybe Lazard, but I doubt it. I think they're, God help me, I think they'll probably stick with Malik Taylor or maybe do Amari Rodgers on both, but I don't think there's a magic bullet here other than calling Tyler Irvin, which is something apparently they don't want to do, which I don't get. Let's not get rid of good players, please. I'm with you. Pat, thanks for the super chat. There was no doppelganger. That was old Aaron Rodgers reliving the game. He learned the secret of time travel from the Almax after drinking Ayushka with Rogan. Pat, I understood some of that. I stand in solidarity with those out there that say that guy looks nothing like Aaron Rodgers. That's just me. I mean, that dude doesn't look anything like Aaron Rodgers, but everybody's having fun with it, so it is what it is. Accidental Hero, thanks for the super chat. Great Lambeau Patreon event Saturday. Thank you. Happy to be on your pirate ship. Charlene rocks. Charlene does rock. Big, big shout out to Charlene. Morning, Nag. Sorry I'm late. Coffee shop will have to wait. Hey, that rhymes, Oz. Hope you're doing well, buddy. Thanks for checking in. Dave, thanks for the super chat. Corey got his eye form. I literally thought of that from the stands when I saw it. We called Zabe. I was sitting with Zabe, and we called it out. I form. We were really excited, and I was very excited for Corey. When's the next time we hear from Goot, and can you ask him if he's called Irvin? I will definitely ask him about Irvin when we talk to him, but that won't be until after the season. The GM almost never speaks during the regular season. It's Matt's time now. So if not going to trade 69, but you all want 12 gone after this year, why can't figure that out? Okay, see, Aaron, that's false equivalency there. Nobody wants Aaron out. That's where this whole kind of argument falls apart. No one's sitting here going, I really hope Aaron's gone next year. Well, a few sickos, but nobody's saying that. There are so many other levels to this, though, in the sense of the organization and planning for the future, moving forward, things that are going on behind closed doors that we are not privy to at all. It is more than likely that Aaron is gone next year. That doesn't mean we're cheerleading and hoping for it. There are levels, there's context, man. Get off the internet, start using your brain. There's so many levels to it that we are not even capable of comprehending. Interpersonal relationships within the building play into this thing. that we are not privy to in any way, shape, or form. I'd love if Aaron stuck around and they won three more championships. That'd be awesome. I highly doubt it's going to happen, though. Robin, rest of the season will depend on how many guys get sick and when they get sick. That's a fun way of looking at it. Gads. I got a feeling MVS is going to have a big game. I'm with you, man. I hope so. John, thanks for the super chat. Just want everyone to remember the Vikings won their Super Bowl but lost to the Lions. Yeah. Well, they looked good beating up on the Steelers, though, although they did almost give it up there at the end. That was just kind of funny. Brandy, I expect Mo out of special teams. Get it? Mo? More out of special? That was good, Brandy. Well done. Or maybe you expect Mo, the man, to be out of special teams as the coach. See, you got levels going on yourself right there, Brandy. I like it. Hey, Aaron, talking about special teams and Mason Crosby, do you think it's his last year? Did you hear about the German kicker, Dominic Eberl, released by the Raiders? Kind regards. Well, the Packers have a kicker on their practice squad already. Do I think this will be Mason Crosby's last year? I think there's a decent possibility. It's 50-50 for me. It's a bit of a toss-up. We'll see. Chris Gizzy for special teams coach. There you go. I like it. I expect the Packers to run the table. So do I, Justin. Funny. That's about where my head's at, right? And look, number one seed's, you know, theirs at the moment. But obviously they got Tampa Bay, Arizona, a couple teams breathing down their neck. They can't afford to slip up. So I'm with you. I expect them to win out, but anything can happen. A lot of ball game left. Eric, thanks to the super chat. Man, I'm so glad Razul is a Packer. Think him, Ja, and Stokes can be a great trio. Realistically, can we keep him longer in the green and gold? Russ Ball magic. They're going to need some Russ Ball magic. It really kind of, that comes down to, but a big part of that puzzle piece, right, or the big part of the puzzle is Aaron Rodgers and where he and his contract are next year. So they've done as much can kicking as they can do in that regard. And, you know, if he's not here in Green Bay, they got a little bit of breathing room, right? And they can probably afford to keep some of the band together, not all of it. But if Aaron's still around next year, it gets difficult. So we'll see. Was that Brandy or her doppelganger? Luke, thanks for the super chat. Morning, Nags. This is Amon Green appreciation chat. Wow. Throwback. I loved Aaron giving Amon a shout out on recall to that throw to Aaron Jones, the throwback throw. Man, Amon was amazing. That year in 2003, absolutely incredible. When every team on the schedule knew they were going to run, knew Amon was going to get the ball, and they still couldn't stop him. That stuff was insane. Mm-hmm. What else we got, folks? You know what? Why don't I give a shout out to our good friends over at DraftKings? Oh, there they are. The DraftKings Sportsbook app. That's what you want, people. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code Cheesehead. That's promo code Cheesehead. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new players a deposit bonus up to $1,000 in free credits with their first deposit. Head to the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and check out all that they have to offer, including same game parlays, player props, live betting, and so much more. DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is safe, secure, and reliable. You can deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. If Sportsbook is not available yet in your state, don't worry, it's coming. And don't forget about the DraftKings Fantasy app. They are offering millions of dollars in total prizes every week. So be sure, hook it up with DraftKings Sportsbook app. Download it. Use code Cheesehead. Get started right now. Have a ton of fun. Betting on NFL games, Packers games. Don't ask me for advice because God knows I'm a homer and you don't want to listen to me. That is not what you want. What else we got? Fine folks in the chat. I've seen carrying the G down here in Florida. Lots of Bears fans down here. They don't seem to want to talk football with me, but they all hate their owner, Krista. Yeah, they do. I heard from a few of them on Sunday evening. It was, as I said in the chat on Monday, the Bears fans were impressive. They were really awesome. M, thanks to Super Chat. How can the new cap impact our offseason, Nags? I saw the news that the cap has gone up to $2 million. I'm not sure the exact number, but I'm here to remind you that the big cap explosion comes the following year. This year, yes, the cap going up as much as it has will allow them some wiggle room. Maybe, hopefully, it allows them to keep guys like Devondre Campbell, maybe Robert Tonyan, keep those guys in the fold. But it is not a panacea. It's not something that's going to cure all their problems with, at the moment, scheduled to be. They were scheduled to be like $55 million over the cap. This brings that down a little bit. But, yeah, it's gives them not options even. It helps the pain a little bit, but there'll still be pain. That's what that news means, essentially. Alex, what's up, man? This is Super Chat. Hi, is new Malone guy. Malone, that's his name. From practice squad, a returner by chance. He has return ability. Not going to sit here and tell you that's where they're going to put him automatically, but he can return. So we'll see. Hey, Nags, at work watching Packers Daily. Going to get fired. Michael, don't get fired. Don't do that. But thanks for watching. Carry the G, brother. Brandon, thanks for the Super Chat. If Sewell gets paid by someone else, would Green Bay be eligible for a comp pick? Yes. Yes, he would. Love the Alan Lazard resurgence. Mike, I mean, he was targeted and he produced. He didn't do much different than he has been the last couple weeks other than catch the football, you know? But, hey, Aaron said, like, he knows, meaning Alan knows, that he had a few he'd probably want back the last couple weeks, but Aaron's still going to him, obviously. And with Cobb out, they used him a little bit more in the slot. And they utilized him all over, really. But that's what happens, man. The guy goes down, another guy's got to step up and produce. And Allen certainly did against the Bears. Really nice night from him. Let's not talk about snorkeling. It's 19 in Idaho. I'm hoping for more EQ down the stretch. So am I, Justin. I hate he got, you know, dinged up with a concussion on Sunday night. I hope we get some good news on that front today when we talk to Matt. I really was hoping he would emerge as well, but, you know, it's obviously concussions, head injuries, no joke. You got to take it very, very cautiously, seriously, etc. But, yeah, I'd love to get him back on the field because I do think he has a lot of upside and a lot to offer in the offense. Lamar Jackson, Michael Jackson, Action Jackson, don't matter, packed by 20. Thanks, Matthew. LT86, thanks for the Super Chat. How do you think Jones and Dylan would do against that Ravens run D? I think they'll be given a little bit of an opportunity, but not much. I think the Packers are going to throw it around the yard, dependent on the weather, which I haven't looked at. But I think this is a classic. You know, the Ravens don't have much in regards in the way of defensive backs, and Aaron and Matt are going to have their eyes light up like Christmas trees and want to throw it a ton. So I do think they'll sprinkle it in a bit, but I don't think this is a game where they're going to pound the rock. And that's going to be not music to RJS's ears, who writes, run the ball. I would love them to run the ball. We all know this. Dag, thanks for the Super Chat. Been so busy, brother, but go Pack, go. What's up, Dag? Hope you're doing well. Thanks for the Super Chat. Dylan is looking like our best back this year. I mean, I agree overall, but he doesn't have what Jones has as far as the ability to take it to the house on any single play. I mean, AJ, you know, you need 5 yards, he'll get you 8. You need 10 yards, he'll get you 8. You know, it's Aaron's the guy who any touch at any point could go all the way. It's just he is so electric and so good at just the vision, the angles, knowing how to set guys up and make things happen. He's still very, very, very special. But I would tend to agree in the sense that I think Dylan looks like the more complete player. Dave, thanks for the Super Chat. I feel like PA works real well to Lazard because of how often and well he blocks. That's a really good point, Dave. It's a very good point in the sense of if you're a defensive back, you're expecting, here he comes. Right? He's the big physical guy who's been blocking me pretty much all game, and then he takes off. Especially if you're trying to marry that up with, okay, if the defensive back does peak in the backfield, some guys tend to do, and then he's off to the races. I'm all for it, man. All for it. Aaron is a great Packer. I think you're talking about Aaron Jones. I didn't know. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is a great Packer as well, but yes, Aaron Jones is a phenomenal Packer. You talk about Packer people, as the phrase was coined back in the day. He certainly fits the bill. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. Can't thank enough. Thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers. Please join myself, Corey Banky, and we have a very special guest joining us tonight on Packer Transplants. Packers historian Cliff Crystal will be stopping by to talk about his new Green Bay Packers book, The Greatest Story in Sports, the definitive work on the first 100 years of the Green Bay Packers. And maybe we might have another surprise guest stop by, but we'll find out later today. But yes, tonight, Packer Transplants, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. We should definitely check that out on the YouTube page. In the meantime, please hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.